Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. And today we are going to talk about some of the most common workplace fears we all have to stare down sometimes because they hold us back and enough is enough. So let's name those fears and show them we're ready to step on over them. My nickname in college was Snappy. And no, not at all because people thought I was quick-witted, but because I sang a cappella and I literally just snapped louder than the others in my group. I know, as claims to fame go, it's not the most notable. But my career as an acapellist, yep, it's a word, was one of the great highlights of my years as an undergrad. I almost missed out on it, though. The first time I was due to get up on stage, I was straight up terrified. What would people think of my voice, my dress, my stage presence? What if I went flat or forgot the words or just nosedived off the stage in a panic? But I did it, and I kept on doing it, and the rest, as they say, was history. I would never have forgiven fear if it had stopped me from getting on that stage. Fear is a beast. It stands between us and so many great things, and it's time we take a stand. In my work, I get to speak with and coach people in a wide variety of companies and industries. And while the work may be different in every company, the things we fear doing as employees or as leaders, they're tremendously consistent. And as a result, we're all kind of missing out on some pretty hot stuff. So let's talk about what some of the most common workplace fears are that I see holding people back and what we can do to start overcoming them. First, there's the fear of seeming unable to handle it. If you take nothing else away from this podcast, then please take this. Putting up your hand to say, there's too much on my plate and I really need some help, is not a sign of weakness on your part. It signals self-awareness, humility, and vulnerability, all superpowers in today's world. Just last week, a colleague reached out to me. She was due to run a leadership offsite in a couple of weeks, but she has some stuff brewing in her personal life and she asked if I could run it on her behalf. Later, she apologized, like profusely. She said she felt awful that this client was depending on her and she couldn't hack it. Those were her words, not mine. Personally, I was kind of shocked. I said, seriously? You've got a ton going on. And the weak thing to do would be to underdeliver or disappoint the client. You're doing what's best for the sake of the work, and you know better than to apologize for that. Next time you find yourself afraid of asking, ask yourself, what's best for the work? Don't be so afraid of asking for help. You can handle it. Next, we have the fear of seeming immodest. Truth or dare? You pick truth? Okay. How truly appreciated, how recognized do you feel for all your unsung contributions to your company's wins? Now, dare. I dare you to find a way to talk yourself up. To let your boss and your peers know how valuable you are, without being afraid that you're bragging. Is that possible? Sure thing. It's all in the positioning. Bragging would be saying something like, ugh, sales would never have closed that customer if I hadn't developed those enablement materials for them. But helping people see your contributions is more like, it's exciting to see that new approach we tried in our sales enablement materials really working. After I read that book and picked up that new model, I really had a feeling it would be a win for all of us. Can you feel the difference? The former is bragging, but the latter is highlighting research you did and a risk that you took, and helping people around you connect the dots between your inputs and a winning output. This matters because it reminds your boss of how valuable you are. It puts you at the top of mind for new opportunities, and it helps her to recognize the value of reading and testing and learning. Your willingness to speak up may end up moving the whole company forward.
Welcome to the Canva Guided Meditation for Stress at Work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Are you a PR professional, journalist, marketer, or writer? Then you know the importance of Associated Press style. And you also know the frustration of keeping up with its ever-changing rules and recommendations. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl, and to help you with those challenges, I've created a course that you and your team don't want to miss. It covers the latest updates to AP style, and we even talk about the new AP guidelines for writing about and experimenting with AI. And we have a special deal running right now. If you purchase the on-demand course with the code MCMIL, that's M-A-C-M-I-L, you get a $90 discount. So whether you're working on a pitch, a business agreement, or a story, don't let embarrassing writing mistakes hold you back. Get the course at bit.ly/grammaron-demand, all lowercase, and sign up with the code MCMIL.
Next, we have the fear of not feeling busy. When I peek at people's calendars these days, they are full, like full to the brim. We feel compelled to book every minute of our day without leaving a single space for ourselves. And then we wonder why we feel disconnected or uncreative. We are so afraid that a gap in our calendar represents laziness. What if it's exactly the thing we need to reinvigorate our networks and our ingenuity? Start poking holes in your day, opt out of a meeting, or cut one in half. Yes, you can. And use that time to grab a coffee with someone on another team, or read an article on something compelling, or take an online course. We need to make these activities respectable, to see them as a valuable means of pushing our thinking, of driving community, and collaborating effectively with other parts of the organization. So let's support ourselves and our teams in making these choices for the greater good. Finally, there's the fear of calling someone out. When you're in a meeting and your colleague has presented an idea and is asking for feedback, do you give it? Like, really? If you see a gap in her thinking or a risk in her proposal, do you kindly and professionally say it out loud? Often we don't. Because we're afraid of looking like a dissenter or not being a team player, or of being unsupportive. When really, we're calling out the thing now to avoid a risk or making that impact even stronger later. So take the risk, praise the creativity of the idea, and be additive. Ever hear of the yes and philosophy in improv? Rather than, no, that's a terrible idea. You failed to consider XYZ. Try, yes, I love how you constructed that plan. And what if we also pivoted in this direction to avoid the risk of ABC? Does that feel a little less scary? What other fears hold you back from doing the thing? Shoot me a note at modernmentor@quickanddirtytips.com. I'd love to hear about the monsters under your desk. I hope you'll join me next week for another great episode. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Farabend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Peacock.